The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, man, we had a lot of good What Are the Odds stuff. So all over the place, go check it out at podcastarena.com. We got a lot of questions about that Omaha Steaks package. It really is. It is the real. Trust me. You guys will like it. It's just an amazing amount of stuff. All right, so I promised you guys an announcement.
Drum roll. Can we get a drum roll, Jong? I mean, what are you doing there? Talking to somebody else while we're doing a show?
That's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a big announcement, but because it does involve the future of the show.
Okay.
I think it's one of those things that there's going to be a segment that is very, very unhappy.
Thank you.
And then there's a segment that's going to be...
I can only do that for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be, there'll be some people happy and there'll be some people unhappy because that's just how these things work. Over the last couple of years, I've had a lot of opportunities and one came up recently that was, pretty much a dream situation. And, I basically went in and had a conversation with David Gow and we started talking about whether or not I would take it or whether or not I would do a contract extension here. Because if I didn't take, it's one of those jobs, if I didn't take, I'm not going anywhere. And so for me to make that kind of decision, I had to be taken care of. Let's put it that way. So basically what we agreed on is that I'm going to be, as long as I want to do radio, I'm going to be here at Gau Media. We've agreed to a contract extension that's a lengthy one that takes care of me financially. It's a good deal for the station. And the bottom line is, as long as I want to do this, this is where I'm going to be. So
good for you.
For those of you who hate me and was hoping I would leave, sorry. It kind of sucks to be
Fred's
you.
Never leaving.
At this point, no.
Your contract was already set to go longer than mine anyway.
Well, it was through 2018, and now it's longer than that. But the reality is, the whole key phrase there is as long as I want to do radio, because the other announcement that I was hoping to have today is that the book deal is done. But I have a couple little details that have to be worked out on that.
Nah.
But that one... And hopefully that it'll be out at the end of 2017. We're going to do a limited release just for Houston first, and then it'll get released nationally. But I don't have all the details on that yet. But the cool thing about this, and it's been kind of a weird ride to get here, man. And John can tell you about this. We went through some crap at the old place. And the fact that the three of us have been able to do the show this long has been amazing, and it just kind of came down to I really don't want to be anywhere else, because this show has been so great for me. It's helped me make the kind of connections that have helped me sell the novel, have helped me have a movie deal, that have helped me to start this website and do all the fun stuff that I'm doing, and the show is the most fun part of it. And there's a few people I need to thank, and first off is David Gow, who really, since we've gotten here, everything has taken off for this show, and he's been great. And I love the conversations I have with him, because we'll go in and we'll talk about the actual contract for about 4 minutes. And then the rest of the time we're bouncing business ideas off of each other and things like that. And I've learned a lot from him about investments and things like that. So he's just a terrific dude, and he made this happen. So thanks to him. Thanks to you two guys, because it's so much fun coming in here every day. It really is.
You're welcome.
I'm getting a little emotional. Wow. I didn't think I was going to.
That's all right.
Well,
I knew you would too.
It's It's nice.
Cry?
I might, actually.
You should.
I might.
Good radio.
It would be good radio.
Remember that other time you cried?
No.
John, what did Fred cry about last time that it was
I was upset over the police shootings in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of lost it over that.
Yeah. Cry again. We need that. That's rating gold.
Nah, but
it didn't take someone getting killed. This is easy pickings.
It is. But now the best part is and I know you haven't had the same experience, which you've talked about, but I've been very fortunate in that in my 8 years in radio now, as far as full time shows, I've only worked with people who I really like, and you and Matt Dean and David Nuno when I first started. I haven't had to work with any jerks except when we did some fill ins. Those
happens.
Those weren't so good.
You can't control those.
No, and the fact that we've gotten to this point and that and realistically, man, I can retire in 3 years if I want to with what all I've got going on, which I'm not going to do because I have no interest in retiring anytime soon. But most of all, I want to thank all the listeners because you guys have been there. Some of you have been there from the very beginning. And you know, even the guys that hate me, you know, you're funny a lot of times. And
thank
I appreciate
you.
That. Yeah, I know you're right there with them. And I always, when it came down to it, is I don't do this show for money. I don't do this show for ego or anything like that. I do this show because of the people who come up and say, man, I was having a rough day. Thank you so much for making me laugh. And I couldn't leave that. And I have no interest in leaving that. And it's also funny because to be in this position now where I am, where I've got a job I love that I'm going to be at for as long as I want to do and financially to be really secure, I got to tell you, it wasn't that long ago. And John will remember this. When we were at Cumulus, they basically furloughed us for 2 weeks where we couldn't work. I had 1 month where they didn't pay me.
Ugh.
And we were getting just share this for a second. I haven't shared this on air before because it's embarrassing, but it also kind of tells you that if you just stick with things, they're going to work out. I was making basically at that station half what it took to pay my child support, my car payment, and my rent. Half. So for a while, I was making money playing poker, but then Black Friday came and suddenly, okay, I better find a way to get by here. And so I was doing freelance articles and things like that and just doing whatever I could so that I could keep trying to do radio. And one month, they didn't pay me. And then the next month, we get to the first of the month, I got rent due, still don't have a check. And so I go in and I think Pat Fant was the GM at the time. I said, I got to get paid, man. What the hell? So I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Okay, the second rolls around. The third rolls around.
Oh, jeez.
We get to the fifth. And this is... I didn't get paid the month before either. We get to the fifth, still no check. And I'm like, okay, I got to go home. My only choice here is the only things I had of value were two vintage guitars. And one I still have. I was going to sell one of them so I could pay my rent. And I get home, and there's an eviction notice on the door. And I was locked out. And they wouldn't let me in to get the guitar so I could pay my rent.
Ugh.
So... for 3 days, I slept in a car in the parking lot. I took my last $18 over to Goodwill and bought shirts so it wouldn't look like I was sleeping in my car in the parking lot. And when they finally paid me, I finally got back in, was able to pay my rent, sold the guitar, got by until I took a second job then and got by for a while. That was 8 years ago. And to be here now, I can't tell you how happy I am.
Good for you.
So there you go. That's
good for you. I'm glad that you're locked in for a while. I enjoyed doing the show with you, man. I was never in that kind of a situation, but I knew when I left Austin, I was leaving a spot where I'd done well enough there for a long time that no one was going to kick me out of there, and I had to decide. I took less money to come work for that same company that wasn't paying you than I was making in Austin in hopes that it would pay off in the long haul. And I trusted in Dave Tepper, who told me that you were going to be a good partner for me. So I would say Dave was right. And it turns out we've done okay.
Yeah. And the cool thing is
now you only sleep in your car when you're super hammered.
Well, yeah, that's different. That's acceptable. But it's one of those things, man. If you're out there and you're struggling and having one of those situations like that, you know, I wouldn't trade it, man. I wouldn't go back and say, well, I don't have to sleep in my car for 3 days if I do this, because I had opportunities to go back to real journalism and I didn't really want to do it. It's, you know, it makes you appreciate when you get to a point like this. And you know, the fact that I'm going to have a novel published by a major publisher and I'm being represented by one of the biggest companies in the world, too, it's just an amazing time and I couldn't be any happier. And I love sharing that kind of stuff with the Blitzers because none of it happens without them. So thanks to all of you and thanks to you guys in particular. And I hope we keep doing this for a long time. And I know I'll be around, but hopefully you guys will be too. And, you know, I know someday John's going to go off and rule the world, but I hope it's not for a long time. And, you know, like I said, it's just, it is a little emotional because I'm not going to lie. I was pretty close to leaving and I couldn't bring myself to do it. And
well, it sounds like you were going to be in a good spot no matter what happened.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's just great to be in a situation finally where it wasn't going to go wrong no matter what.
That's a good thing.
I was going to get to live in Denver and
run. You'd be so high right now.
Oh God. Yeah. And run a company there for a bunch of money. And it would have been another job where in 3 years I could have retired. So, and that one I probably would have. But this is fun, man. And I just love being here. So, you know, thanks for indulging me on that. But I wanted to share.
There you go.
People think this is easy. And I know when
it is.
For you,
it's easy.
The talent like AJ Hoffman, you know, we plucked from Austin, Texas. People think it's easy, but you know, when I first started, I was a part timer. I got paid $10 an hour, and I was working 30 hours a week, just finishing school. And then I get a call from Dave Tepper saying that the company, Cumulus at the time, said they're reducing part time hours to 20, or actually 19 and a half, because you can't go over that. You can't make that 20. So he gave me the option of, do you want to stay or do you want to find something else to do? And I stayed, making $10 an hour for about a year. Then I got called into the GM's office and said, we'd like to make you full time. I got pretty excited. 12 grand a year.
Yeah.
For 4 years. 12 grand a year.
Yeah. That
it's hard to live on, man. And I'm telling you, I my first year in radio, I made less than $15,000, and not only was I doing a show, I was doing everything. I was working in promotions. I was driving around a stupid billboard truck. I was coming in and working producing the other show. I did everything. I made like 14 something a year, and this business is one of those, man, that if you stick with it and you do well with it, eventually it pays off. But if you're looking to get in this business because you think it's easy money, it ain't.
No, you have to have a passion to be in this business. And that passion fuels us to put on great shows. And when we did that on the weekends and then during middays, and kind of got eventually moved up to drive time when Mr. Dukes left for Atlanta. So this is there's a little bit of luck involved, but there's a lot of hard work that needs to be put in to actually get there. Because if we didn't put in the hard work, we would never be in the spot that we are.
There's a lot of luck. I mean, what if I wouldn't have come? Then who would you have used? I mean, let's face it, you'd probably all be fired.
I think we could tell this now.
Yeah, we can.
Raheel Ramzanali was supposed to be with Fred Fowler and myself.
Is that why Raheel hates me?
and at the time, of course, Gal did not own... Cumulus owned 97.5, and we thought we had Raheel, and then he decided to stay here, and then he left the radio business for a while, and now he's
really
back.
Then he went to go work for Tillman.
Yeah.
And the intern tells me Abel Rodriguez is on the phone if you want to talk to him.
Oh yeah, God yeah, because Abel remembers this, and I'm glad Abel called, because you know what, during that stretch, you know what I ate every day? The only thing I ate was because his wife made me an extra breakfast burrito. Lisa,
dude,
that it was brutal.
Hard times.
Yeah, what's up, man?
It was true. When Freddie and I were working mornings. Hey guys, how y'all doing, man?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. And I heard Freddie talking about that little period when he was sleeping in his car. And I remember my wife would get up with me and make me a burrito. And then one morning, I saw Freddie eating 5:30 in the morning. Freddie's eating out of a vending machine. And it was a hard time. I can remember Freddie kind of down on his luck. And then, of course, John, I remember when John was an intern. And like Fred said, he's going to take over the world. He surpassed us. And now look where you guys are at, man. It's great hearing you guys on the air, man.
Yeah, well, it's great to hear from you, buddy. And that's
bring us some beer.
Yeah. Let's.
Well, I tell AJ, I run into AJ everywhere when it comes to beers.
Yeah, we see a lot of each other.
Yeah, well, we need to get together soon, man. It's been too long.
You know what? I'm on Facebook. You guys keep in touch, man. It's great hearing you guys. Y'all take care.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, that's a true story. His wife made me an extra breakfast burrito for months there. That's because I was telling you what I was making. I couldn't afford food.
Abel ate a breakfast burrito every day for breakfast?
Pretty much, yeah.
You got to see what he eats a tiny sandwich for lunch. Like yeah. ham and cheese sandwich. I'm like,
how's that dude stay so yoked?
I guess his dinners are like crazy.
He eats like 8 raw eggs for dinner every day.
Funny story. When I was first an intern and I got put on a shift off for the MMA show with Adam Villarreal, I thought Abel Rodriguez was the host because he was so big.
God, and I remember John. There were so many times when he's like, God, I can't live on this. And, it's one of the things you have to love. And the cool thing is, and I know we're late for break, so we need to go to that. But the one thing that I look at now is like all this has happened in 8 years. And all I can think about is what are we going to accomplish in the next state? What can we do? The last thing I'm ever going to be in anything in life is one of those guys who says, oh, I've made it. That's it. I'm going to keep making this show better. And I'm going to keep writing and keep creating stuff and keep trying to do things because
that's the goal.
As long as people are enjoying it, then I'm going to keep doing it.
Dude, that's what I mean. Is as crappy as the road can be to get to a show like this in a market like this. That's why we try to be funny. That's why we try to do a good show for you every day because it's not a given that you ever get here. So,
it's what's so cool. It doesn't matter. I can be having an awful day, but I get here at 4 o'clock. It's fun. And somebody out there is having a worse day. So and you want to do your best for 3 hours. And we have shows that don't go as well sometimes and we know it. And you know what? We're not happy about it. Well, if a show sucks, we'll say something afterwards and we'll come back even harder the next day because that you're devoting your time to us.
Is the announcement you just made similar to Tom Herman saying he's never leaving UH? Would you say there's similarities?
He never really said that, did he?
I think he kind of did.
I don't remember him saying that.
Okay.
I remember him saying, don't believe the rumors.
Okay.
Yeah, because BT on Twitter says, this announcement sounds familiar. Am I going to wake up tomorrow and see that Fred is headed to Austin?
See, a lot of people are thinking that,
Now, with radio, it's the opposite. Houston is a much bigger and better job opportunity than Austin.
Yes.
And honestly, I'm invested in this company literally and figuratively. So, I mean, I'm part of it now, and I'm not going anywhere. There's not a job I would take at this point, and I don't really want to. I'm happy. I've got everything I want in life. Why would I F with that?
Lance says this is a little bit like J.J. Watt's announcement.
You think?
Like it's like his letter, like of whether or not he's done or not. I think it might be the same.
You're
just getting started.
I am just getting started, and tomorrow.
Besides the fact that you're super old, I mean.
Well, yeah, I could die tomorrow. Don't get me wrong.
What this means, and there's an upside and a downside to everything. This is great news for Fred, but 10 years from now, Fred is basically going to be Barry Warner, and he's going to still come in here, and he's going to put a toy on his microphone.
A cricket.
I'm
going to put a little falcon on there.
He's going to do really, really old person radio, and you guys are going to say, God, can we get Fred off? But no, you're like all you guys, we won't have Twitter anymore. We'll have some new social media that's like better, but I'm going to tell all you guys, remember back when we had Twitter, like MySpace? Remember when we had MySpace, and you guys all said, this is great news, Fred. Glad to keep you around forever. You guys will rue the day. Rue the day. Because you're getting old.
I know. But
you're going
to
die.
The reality is if I get to that point, I'll quit.
No, I won't.
I'm not going to be. I don't ever want to be the guy that.
You will be. Everybody says that, but then no one does.
I know, but you know what?
You know how many guys are like Barry Sanders and Marshawn Lynch who can walk away when things are when the money's still there? It ain't many.
I have enough people who will tell me, dude, you suck, get out.
Okay.
So.
Do you want me to tell you?
Well, wait 3 years, okay? At least I have to wait 3 years. I can't, I'm committed to that for sure. Plus then some. Tell people about My computer career here.
My computer career. Fred's not looking for a new career now, but if you are, let's say you were like Jong and you're making 12 grand a year at your job. It sucks. But, you know, you're looking for something a little better. My computer career, this is the way to go. IT is a constant high growth sector. And if you like working or playing with computers, a career in IT could be great for you. There's only one place to check out if you're looking to change careers. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Houston, one of the hottest computer job markets in the country. There's companies hiring IT guys all over the city. But to get these jobs, you've got to have the right skills and certification. And the place to go, mycomputercareer.edu. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry by partnering you with hundreds of employers that hire out their students. Many of the students start their first job in just a few months. You're attending class only twice a week, on campus or live online, so your learning fits into your life, and you're in and out of school in less than a year. Financial aid's available, including the GI Bill. It's a great program for vets. What are you waiting for? Go to mycomputercareer.edu now. Take the free career evaluation today and find out if an IT career is right for you. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Take that free career technology or free career evaluation and tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
ESPN 97.5.
I torture you. Take my hand through the flame. I torture you.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz for What Are the Odds Wednesday. Okay, I think I'm over the emotional part now. We're good.
All right.
Let's grab a couple calls. Isaiah, you're on The Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports guys.
Sports to you.
Likewise. Hey, I just want to give y'all a thanks and a shout out, man. I listen to y'all every day, and y'all had it on the last segment and everything about Fred living in his car. At this point, I'm at the same point and everything, but I mean, times are hard, but man, I love listening to y'all, and honestly, I'm in school now because of y'all at my computer career, so I got a good job and everything, so I mean, I'm just down on my luck. Roommate stole all the rent money and dipped out on me and everything, but like I said, I just want to give y'all a huge thanks. You, Jong, and AJ.
Right on, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, hang in there.
Glad you're doing better.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it just, yeah, things can get bleak, man. But, you know, if you just, you got to stick with it. Stick with what you believe in, and it all works out. Just grab Eric real quick. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, Fred, congratulations on the extension, man. That's great. I listen to you guys all the time, and it's really good that you're staying. And I remember, you know, when y'all used to come into Nick's all the time, you and Val, and, you know, you're someone that I look up to a lot, and you and AJ do a great job. And sure appreciate it and listen to you guys every day. So keep it up.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we just got to keep AJ around next. That's the next move. But which I'm sure we'll get done because I'm damn sure going to be pushing for it. So, all right, 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I love it. It's almost perfect. 95% of the texts, very positive. 5%. Damn. Wish you were gone.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's funny. During all of this, someone asked for basketball picks. God, I've got to stop giving my basketball picks on Twitter.
Yeah.
So from Wednesday through Monday, so basically a six-day span, I was 12-4 on my basketball picks. Things got right for me. Yesterday, the seventh day, I went 0-2. And I get one, your college b-ball picks kind of eat ass, buddy. I'm a loyal blitzer, but I've got to quit following picks. This is why I never want to put I've got to stop putting my picks out on Twitter. I just got to stop.
It's so funny because I'll write, when I do the gambling guide, I'll write on there, look, nobody's sticking a gun to your head.
Yes.
These are just opinions. And you know, I'll have a good week, and most people are really cool about it. You know, thanks for that pick, thanks for that pick. But boy, yeah, I last week I was what I say 2-3-2 or something. It's not awful week. It's just not good. But oh, and then there's people on there. Oh, you should just stop. Just stop. Your picks suck. Well, just stop reading.
Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to. Let's grab a quick call, Colby. You're on the Blitz, go, sir.
Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that Aaron Rodgers has a heyday against the Texans this week?
I mean, it's hard to think anything else right now.
I have a bad feeling that the Packers are just going to roll them.
Yeah, so. I think Aaron Rodgers will probably have a pretty good day.
Yeah, I can find ways where I think the Texans can win. I'm not seeing it, man. So. Nick says, I've been listening to the show since its existence when I was 18, 25 now, and the show feels like it's part of my life now. You know, that's in the end, that was the swaying factor, was people like that that have been here for seven years. It's, you know, it's hard to leave that. And not just that, I think a lot of our sponsors, like I just did Texas Mattress Makers. Uval's a friend. I love the fact that I can turn people onto them, and the Whitmires. I mean, those guys are friends. It's great to be able to, you know, and I made some fantastic friends that are listeners that are just changed my life for the better. I mean, it's just too much to walk away from. All right. We'll take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Yeah, it's all about guys who complain about the picks. I don't mind guys who talk a little smack with me, like if they pick a game differently and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And then come back and say, hey, I told you. That's okay. I don't mind that so much, because then I'll go back and look at what did I miss and why did that person like that game. And it's just the guys that say, your picks suck. You're not any good. Okay. yeah, I'm about 60% for the year. That's pretty good. Like 62%, I think. Yep. We got the guy who tweeted at you on the phone. Vito. What's up, Vito?
What's up, guys?
Sports, Vito.
Sports. I'm happy to be on the radio. I'm happy I got mentioned on the show, actually. That's pretty awesome. Oh. Hey, man, in all fairness, AJ, I did tell you I loved you on Tweety.
That makes me feel much better. You've got to remember, and this is what drives me the craziest, If you're blindly following my picks and you lose, it means I lost too. And the last thing I want is a snarky comment on Twitter, because let me tell you who does the work on that. It's me, not you.
Dude, honestly, I was just giving you a hard time. And the whole eat ass comment, I thought would make you laugh.
No.
But I am a loyal Blitzer. Hey, I ran into you at a cool little bar one time. It's got to be 2 years ago, maybe.
Where at?
Over off of Derry, Ashford, and Westheimer.
Oh, it's Ashford Pub.
Yeah, and I introduced myself. I don't know if you remember.
Of course
I got to work on my introduction game.
No, I meet people all the time, and I'm terrible with names, so it's nothing that you did wrong. I'm sure you're an awesome guy. But
no, man, I love you guys, and I never, ever blindly bet games with my own money.
Okay.
You know, I followed some of your advice, and I don't bet all the picks you put out unless I agree with them too.
Well, clearly you didn't bet the six previous days
for betting them. So
if you would have bet all my picks the six previous days, that 0-2 yesterday wouldn't have killed you.
No, but I kicked ass last week. I took about 1,200 from my book.
Well,
so
there you go.
Anyway, well, good job. Hey.
Thanks, buddy, for mentioning me on the air. I'm famous now, and I love you guys.
All right.
Yeah, that's the one thing I try to explain to people when they say stuff like that is, dude, I lost money.
I don't need to hear that right now.
I hate losing. I hate losing. And then to be reminded that I lost when I've already, you know, look at my account.
I know.
I know how much is not in there now. Oh, let's squeeze in another call. Don, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys, sports. Hey, Fred, you had me a little verklempt there on the way home. Almost had to pull over. Congratulations to you. We're real happy for you.
Thanks, man.
Look, the first time I heard y'all on the radio, and I've been listening every day since, and I don't know when this was, but y'all were middays, and y'all were talking about there was some kind of listing in the Chronicle or something about the most famous Hoffmans in Houston or somewhere.
Oh, I remember that.
And AJ was all upset because he wasn't on that list, and I was like, who are these guys? And then it was like, man, I kind of like these guys, and I've been listening every day ever since. But when was that? How long ago was that?
Oh, that was probably...
That was right when you first got here. I think you were here about 6 months, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, that's been a long time ago.
Yeah. There's been some fun moments on this show. And
AJ still has it pinned up in his bedroom.
Oh yeah, I'll never let that go.
What? Whoops.
That was what's the guy's name? Ken Hoffman.
Yeah. And what's cool is
who's more famous now, me or him?
You. Probably you.
You.
Let's
do the Twitter test.
Yeah, let's do this.
Is he on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Ken. It's at Ken Chronicle.
All right.
And he's at 9,000.
Okay. Oh,
yes.
I win.
AJ's much more famous. That's pretty amazing because some of those Chronicle guys, well, John McClain's all over the place. Yeah,
John McClain is more famous than me.
But Jerome's got a bunch, too.
Jerome more famous than me, but they don't have the same last name as me.
Exactly.
And when the station itself is coming up on 10 years next year.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to.
It's crazy.
We're going to have some big celebrations. So.
And what Dave shared with me, this was a long time ago, was Dave was at 790 when ESPN started. He came over here to be assistant program director, and 790 told him, "You're not gonna last a year. You're not gonna last a year." And a couple years after that, he got named program director, and then he went up to Omaha to be the. He took a big job in Omaha, and he's doing big things up there. So,
lasted more than a year.
Yeah,
yeah. Very happy for Dave too, because he stuck with us through a lot of stuff. And yeah, it's funny because there were so many times before I signed this last contract, there's little things you look back on that almost happened that would have changed everything. The wife had gotten a really good job offer in Toronto, and we were going to go. I was just going to go play poker for a year because I wasn't going to be able to work for a year.
Right.
And at the last minute, they decided they didn't want to pay the money to have her, to move her back up there. So they hired somebody else, and I think they fired him like 3 months later, so it wasn't exactly great. But then like 2 weeks later, she gets this new dream job that she absolutely loves here, and that's when we got our deals last time that they took care of us on. And it's like, oh, things just tend to work out sometimes.
They tend to.
And in that case, it did. So yeah, now we're gonna buy a house and be here for, you know, long as we're alive. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, can I just real quickly mention that the poster promotion for Bedrock City Comics, we've extended to Monday, the deadline to submit it. So submit your entries by Monday to ESPN975.com, or you can just email them directly to jong.lee@galmedia.com. And the winner's going to have their poster printed, and it's going to be sold in the Bedrock City stores. And they're going to do a signing on the Westheimer location in December. So you'll get to be there part of the signing with us. So it's very cool. We've got some great submissions. And if you want to get involved in that, you still have time. Monday. All right. Quick break. We'll do the gym of the day when we return. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out.
ESPN 97.5.
Ball with the ball, the bang, the dang, diggy, 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 shake the boogie, set up, drop the boogie. Ball with the ball, the bang, the dang, diggy, 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 set the
BankersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, today's the last day to donate to A.J.'s Movember page.
It is, and I've got this filthy mustache.
Yeah, it's going to be gone. We're already getting violated, but you can help us. You can help us get violated more. The doctor will just leave his finger there longer if you donate more money.
Yeah.
Visit ESPN975.com.
And he won't trim his nails.
No. No. Or wash them.
Nope. Won't wash his hands.
Wait, you guys aren't going to do this with gloves?
No.
So you go in raw?
Dude, how can you feel a prostate with a glove on?
Wait, do they really go in raw?
No, they don't go in raw.
What are you, an idiot? Of course they don't.
Well, I'm 32. I'm not supposed to have this done until another 8 years.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm getting it done early.
So, yeah, we're getting it, getting a prostate exam on Facebook Live between 10 and 10:30. So get your popcorn ready. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis. And I also want to let you know.
I wonder if he will come in and get his prostate checked with us.
Glenn?
Yeah.
You want to ask him?
Yeah.
Okay.
See if he's up for that.
All right. This is the Blitz with Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by Glass Doctor of Houston.
Yes, the glass in front of me is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. Call 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133, or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right, I guess it's time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I think AJ will like this one quite a bit.
All right.
Someone sent this to me on Twitter. And since we talked about Canada a little bit earlier, I'll just read the headline for you. I think it says it all. Now after I've just bitched about headline readers yesterday. Canadian cops to punish drunk drivers with Nickelback tunes.
I heard about this.
I think that's the most awesome thing ever.
Does this mean your wife is going to go try to get a DUI for this reason?
She's done that before, right? Let's see that again.
She's finished with that.
The Canadian town of Kensington has hit upon a genius plan. Not only will they charge you, they're going to blast Nickelback while they haul you to jail. So this is what you're going to hear if you're out drinking and driving.
What would you rather hear? Like this is probably Nickelback's biggest hit, right?
This or Rockstar.
Okay. Do you think they're going to play like the new stuff, or are they going to play the greatest hits?
They got to play the new stuff, right?
So this on Spotify has 115 million plays.
Jesus.
The next closest, When We Stand Together, at 76 million.
Oh, so this is their biggest hit, yes, by far.
Interesting.
I would almost say it's more punishment to hear the biggest hits.
Yeah,
because I heard a couple notes of that and I was like, ugh.
But
feeling inside me. It was just like, ugh.
And I said this before I actually took her to that damn concert. I recognized every single song they did, but I'd never heard more than about 10 seconds of it.
Okay.
Which, I mean, you can't listen to more than that, right?
No. Unless you get a Dewey.
Well,
the good news is you're too wasted to really...
Exactly. I would say, yeah, just keep playing, man.
Whatever you want to do, bro.
Okay, man.
Whatever you want to do.
Have another beer if you're going to make me listen to that.
So, well, this is my jam, eh? What do they do then if the guy's like rocking out in the back seat?
So even Canadians don't like Nickelback?
I don't know.
Somebody does.
I mean, you just mentioned how many plays they got. People like them. It's just not me.
It's funny. It's one of those bands that nobody admits to liking, but somebody does.
Somebody buys their CDs because they've sold a lot of albums. I know that. Yeah. But then everybody, you guys bought it. Somebody bought it. Somebody, one of the three of us, one out of three people in America have bought a Nickelback album. One of us is guilty. It ain't me.
When you're saying an album, like I have purchased one Nickelback song. I like the one that they used to do on the wrestling.
I don't even know. I mean,
Burn It to the Ground.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
I had that one on from
Let's hear it, John. You got it.
Workouts and stuff.
We used to play this.
Yeah, we did.
It was one of the theme songs for Raw.
Yeah.
This is before before my time?
No, you were here. You just didn't know it was Nickelback.
Yeah. I think we had this conversation before.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, if I heard this, if I would have heard their voices, I would have said, what are we doing?
Actually,
I think maybe this got into a discussion about Nickelback on this one.
Yeah, although he sounds a little different on this one. Derek says he's not ashamed to say he likes Nickelback.
Oh, okay, hey, listen.
Well, my wife loves them. Yeah, as much as I was tearing up, she went when they were doing Photograph, she just starts bawling because it's about growing up in a small town in Canada. I'm just sitting there going, oh, my God, can I have another beer, please? And it was Toyota Center, so I didn't have much options for beer. So I got a bunch of texters saying they like them.
Okay.
All right. That was your Zadok.
Somebody's got to like them.
Yeah, well, and that's okay. But if you get caught in Kensington now, getting a Dewey, you're going to have to hear them. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day.
I'm actually better.
Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Big Doug says Coldplay would be a bigger punishment. I agree. Coldplay is awful.
Coldplay is awful, but I think I'd still take them over Nickelback.
I think the best tweet I ever saw, and when I retweeted it, I got into a war with a dude who apparently was a big Coldplay guy, but he said Coldplay is basically Nickelback with a thesaurus. That's about the best description I've ever heard of him. And then I retweeted out, and it's like, why are you hating on Coldplay? It's like, dude, I saw a funny tweet and I retweeted it and it turned into a long war. And so now I hate Coldplay more than ever because their fans suck. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. John, I have two questions for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Do we have, what happened to that giveaway you were supposed to get me?
She said she was going to give it, hand it off, but she hasn't yet.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do? Well, I'll wait. We'll do it next, we'll do it next time, but I'll give away the other thing. And I thought we were getting beer today.
Yeah.
I was told there was beer coming.
See, I think...
Todd told me there was beer.
I don't know if we were talking to the same person, but the guy emailed me this morning saying what the address was so he can send beer. So I don't know if it was the same person we
Todd
talked to.
Todd probably drank it. Todd has a fridge in his office.
Yeah. Well, he told me we were going to have it. So I was getting all excited.
He told you that when they were redoing your contract. He was trying to negotiate.
Well, it was already done then. There's no reason to lie to me at that point.
Well, he lied to you. He doesn't care.
Hey,
Omaha!
I'm going to give away two tickets on the third row to see your favorite WWE superstars, including WWE World Champion. Well, he's not World Champion. We went through this yesterday.
Former
champion Dean Ambrose. We have The Miz with Maryse, Last Kicker, Becky Lynch, Natalya, plus many, many more at WWE SmackDown in the Toyota Center December 6th. Don't win today, though. You can listen to win second row tickets tomorrow. What are we going to tell people when we're down to the first row? We're not going to say don't win today. We're going to say this is your last chance. Log out to HoustonToyotaCenter.com for details or to purchase tickets. Now we'll take caller 22 for the third row SmackDown tickets. All right. Steaks. Let's talk meat. Guys,
where's the beef?
I'll tell you where the beef is. This they're going to send you the beef to your home. And I'll tell you what, man, it's so cool because we got ours and we were able to eat for weeks off of this. And it's such a great offer that they're doing. It makes a terrific gift. Or if you just want to get some good meat and have it around for a while, this is how you do it. Or if you're having a party, you're having a holiday party and you want to drop the meats on your friends, this is the way to do it. This is how you drop your meat on your friends. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code FRED in the search bar. 77% off. 77% off. $49.99. It's an amazing deal. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving you exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. And here's what you're going to get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages for free. All that for just $49.99. They've also got some other great deals on the website, but this is the family gift pack. And just promo code FRED in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart. 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit.
Couple of kids since then. I haven't seen her since God knows where.